要来到您面前感谢这最美好的礼物，就是主耶稣基督您的圣子。
From the glories of eternity, he has come forth.
他从永恒的荣耀里到我们这里来。
And by faith we have seen him.
我们借着信心，我们也见到了他。
We read about his comings and goings in the Gospels.
我们在福音里读到了他的来和他的去。
And Father, we see a picture of that beautiful heavenly man.
我们就看见这美好的那从天而来的这一位道成肉身人的形象。
He's captured our hearts.
他抓住了我们的心。
And Lord, we want to thank you for him.
主啊，我们要为他献上感恩。
That he went in obedience to your will to the cross of Calvary.
他顺服您的旨意，以至于上了各个他山的十字架。
And he laid down that perfect life.
他把那完美的生命在那里献上。
Lord, these are the mysteries of your grace to us.
这是您对我们恩典里的奥秘。
And you invite guilty sinners to come and freely be forgiven.
您邀请一切有罪的罪人来，为要得着完全的赦免。
Now, Father, we want to continue our thoughts concerning your Son, the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们要继续学习在您圣子里的知识。
He is the Lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the world.
因为他是那羔羊，这羔羊在万世以先就已经预定要为我们受难。
Lord, we want to thank you that just by believing, by trusting,
主啊,
by receiving him.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，就单单的借着相信接受，我们就能得顺。
You have given to us that everlasting life that was with the Father, with you, the Father.
这样您就可以把那永恒的生命从您赐给我们。
So, Father, we pray our hearts might be tuned to that heavenly message.
主啊，盼望我们的心能够转向这从天来的信息。
Teach us further, we pray.
继续教导我们。
And we ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me to the book of Revelation.
我们翻到启示录。
Chapter 19.
启示录的十九章。启示录十九章。
We're going to read from verse 6.
从第六节开始读。
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad.And give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited.To the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. Amen.、
Yeah. 第六节，我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说，哈利路亚，因为因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说， 这是神真实的话。
We've been looking the last few weeks, tracing the Lamb as we have found him in the Scriptures, all the way from Genesis right through to now the book of Revelation.
所以我们过去的几周一直在讲这么一个主题，就是那羔羊。我们最早看见这羔羊是从创世纪，现在我们一直查找这条羔羊的线呢，就一直查到了最后一卷书启示录。
The way that God's grace is given to man is through sacrifice.
所以神的恩典给到人是借着这献祭来给出来的。
That is, there's a principle in Scripture that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
因为这样的原则是没有血的代价呢，罪是不能得赦免的。
Now, the idea of the blood is that the blood represents a life given.
因为血呢，就代表一个生命，生命是藏在血里。
Because the life is in the blood.
因为生命是在血里面的。
It's the blood that sustains the life of the flesh, of the body.
所以是血来使这个身体的生命啊得以持续的。
And without the blood, there can be no life.
所以没有血就没有生命。
Now sin has come in.And cause death.
但是罪进来呢，却带来了死。
Spiritual death.
是属灵的死。
And so what God has done is He has given us pictures through the Bible of how He can deal with man's sin and rebellion.
所以圣经里呢，神做的就是他怎么来处理人因着悖逆而来的罪。
And so we saw right in the beginning in Genesis where Adam and Eve, as soon as they sinned, they realized that they were naked.
所以最早呢，当亚当夏娃在创世纪犯罪之后，他们就意识到自己是赤身露体的。
There was something wrong. All the animals have coverings, a coats.They're given their natural coverings.
所以所有的动物呢，它们都有皮啊，皮毛，它们有自然的遮盖嘛。
But man, has no covering.
但人没有啊。
What was their covering before?
那他们原来的遮盖是什么呢
？Well, we read that God is light.
我们读到神就是光。
And it may be very well if we were created in the image of God that there was an aura of light that was the clothing of original man in the garden.
我们若是按照形象，神的形象和样式造的呢，也许哈，这个我们可以这么想象，我们最初的遮盖呢，就是那光啊，我们身上的光环。
So when man sinned,
当人犯罪之后呢？
That likeness that he was representing was gone.
所以他所代表的神的这个形象就没了。
And he appeared naked.
就赤身露体了。
So what did God do?
所以神怎么办呢？
He could have destroyed man and started over.
所以他可以毁了人，重新再来一遍。
As a righteous, holy God, He could have done that.
作为一个公义圣洁的神呢，他可以这么做。
This was His creature that He could do with what He wanted.
因为这是他的受造物嘛，所以他完全可以，他有主权来这么做。
But God had a higher purpose, and we'll see this in a little while.
所以神有一个更高的旨意啊，我们一会儿会看。
And so what He was going to do, what He was going to.Give a life to cover over man's sin.
他要做的呢，是要把一个生命给到人来遮盖人的罪。
So God made Adam and Eve coats of skins.
所以在伊甸园呢，神就给亚当夏娃做了一件皮衣。
Now those animals, of course, had to give up their lives as sacrifice.
所以这样的话呢，必须要有一个生物， 来付上他的生命代价来作为祭物。
So they were covered over, as it were, by sacrifice.
所以他们是相当于亚当夏娃是被一个祭物的皮毛遮盖的。
And so that's the very first idea of sacrifice in the scripture.
这是圣经里第一次献祭的仪式。
They were clothed in the substitute that had given its life for them.
所以一个替代他们的羔羊替罪羊把自己的皮毛给了亚当夏娃。
And of course, this all points forward to the time when God would take away all the sin of the world by the sacrifice of his own son.
这就指向了未来神的圣子耶稣基督作为那赎罪的羔羊来除去世人罪孽的这么一个途径。
See, God would not be satisfied with the sacrifice of an animal.
因为神不可能只是满足于一个动物的祭物。
The animal is not conscious of sin, and it's unwilling to die.
首先，动物呢，它并不知道罪这件事情，因为它不是属灵的。第二呢，它也不是愿意去的。
But this just begins the story of God is going to provide Himself a lamb.
但这是开始，神给了这样一个故事的开始，就是他需要让人知道，一个羔羊来替人赎罪的这么一个概念。
And then you see that in Abraham, in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, where in the place of Isaac, his son, God provides a ram for a sacrifice.
紧跟着我们来到了创世纪的第一卷书的22章，在那里呢，上帝告诉亚伯拉罕去把他的独生子啊，以撒呢献上。作为祭物，但那天呢，神给以撒预备了一只替代的山羊。
So all through the Old Testament, we read about sacrifices and offerings that are offered for sin and so on.
所以整本圣经我们都看见这么一个主题，神要预备各种的祭物啊，洁净的祭物来为人赎罪。
But all the sacrifices could never remove.Could never take away sin.
那我们发现这样的一个事实，所有这些祭呢，都没有办法真正去除掉人的罪。
It could only cover it over in God's mercy.
在神的怜悯里呢，他只能暂时遮盖这个罪，来推迟审判。
That is until God's perfect sacrifice would come.
那直到神完美的祭物来到。
And then we read in John's Gospel.
然后我们就读到了
Chapter 1,
新约的约翰福音一章
and verse 29,
一章的二十九节。
John the Baptist,
就施洗约翰来了。
There we often refer to this verse, and it's good that we do again.
我们可以读
verse 1, or Chapter 1, verse 29.
最常引用的一节经文，约翰福音一章二十九节。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
29节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
See, all those other sacrifices...They were individual. They were for the individuals, or they were for family, or they were for, in one case, on the Day of Atonement for the nation of Israel.
所有这些献祭旧约呢，有的时候为了一个人，有的时候为了一家，那一年一次呢，会为整个以色列民在赎罪日。
But here was a sacrifice that would be able to remove entirely.All the sin of the world from Adam all the way to the end of the ages.
但这里却来了一个祭物，耶稣基督，他要把所有的罪从亚当，直到末世最后，所有人，无论什么以色列人还是别人，所有的罪都除了。
That was a sacrifice to end all sacrifices.
所以这是一个，所有祭物里的真正能够起作用的那个祭物。
Now, immediately questions might arise in your mind. First of all, how could one man take away those sins?
那一个人怎么能把所有的罪拿走呢？
This was done because God, who knows all things from the beginning, He could take all the sins of mankind. He knows everything. And He could place them on the head of an innocent victim.
是这样，就是神是时间以外的，所以呢，他在永恒里，他知道每一个人的每一个罪，所以呢，他可以在他的主权里把这样罪的审判呢放在那个道成肉身的耶稣身上，得着所有审判的代价。
Now this was no animal, as I mentioned before, unwilling and unconscious.
所以这个不是一个前面的祭物啊，他们是一个羊。他不愿意也不知罪的情况下去做的。
The Lord Jesus was not only innocent, but he was sinless.
所以耶稣不但是无瑕的，就是他里面他没有，他不知道罪，而且他的确没犯过任何罪。
He had demonstrated that he was the perfect, flawless, holy Lamb of God.
所以他显明自己是那个完美的无缺没有任何罪的那神的羔羊。
Now, this point needs to be elaborated on a little bit.
所以我们需要把这个点呢稍微解开讲一讲。
When the children of Israel were in Egypt on the night of the Passover, they were to choose a lamb for their household.
所以当以色列人在出埃及前，他们要选一只羊啊，每一家选一只。
They were to kill that lamb and take the blood and put it on the outside of their houses.
那天呢，月节前一天，他们要把这个羊羔杀了啊，然后把血呢涂在门框和门楣上。
They applied the blood by faith.
所以他是把这个血啊，借着信心用在自己身上。
Then they were to go in the house and remain until morning.
所以在那天晚上呢，他们血涂在门上之后，门框门楣上之后，他们要进到房子里等整个晚上，等到天亮。
And at midnight, the destroying angel was going to come through Egypt and destroy all the firstborn in Egypt. That was his purpose, is to destroy all the firstborn in Egypt.
所以在那一天晚上呢，灭命的天使要来，要埃及的每一家的长子呢都被击杀了，除了门框和门楣上有血的，灭命天使就越过去。
When he saw a house with the blood on the door, the angel knew that that person inside had by faith trusted God's word and had applied the blood of an innocent victim.
所以当灭命天使看见门框门楣上有血的时候，他就知道这一家的主人在里面借着信心相信了神的话，已经把这血的代价呢用在了自己身上。
And so what he'd do is he'd pass over that house and go to the next.
所以他做的是就逾越节就这样，他越过这一家去下一家了。
So that's the same as a believer today. If we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, that blood or that life given.Is credited to us. We have trusted God's word and believed in God's provision.
这就应用在我们今天的基督徒身上是一样的。我们所有人，我们都做的一件事就是相信耶稣基督成为我的救主啊。这个他的血就应用在我们的身上，我们就得着了他的义啊。这是不是我们的义，是他的义。
And then we're that moment you trust.And apply the blood, you are saved forever.
所以在你信靠，你用了这个血在自己应用在自己身上，你就得救了，而且这样的得救是永远的。
Judgment has passed over.
在你身上的罪的愤怒的审判过去了。
God's justice was satisfied because judgment was meted out on your substitute.
所以因为神已经得着了这公义审判的要求，为什么呢？因为你的替代就是耶稣基督付上了这代价。
However, there's one point that I'm trying to make, but I have to give the whole story. And that is, when they chose that lamb, they went to the flock and they observed a certain type of lamb.
所以当他们选这只羊的时候，他们要去羊群里啊，特别的选一只。
Outwardly, it had to be a perfect lamb of a certain age.
所以它是一定年龄的羊啊，但是呢，更重要的是外在哈，没有任何的瑕疵。
The shepherd or the householder would look at that lamb, examine it from every angle to make sure that that lamb was perfect.
所以牧羊人以及这个家的主人呢，要看。仔细观察这只羊，确保没有任何的瑕疵。
Then he was to take that lamb and take it home.
然后呢，主人会把羊带回家。
He was to carefully observe that lamb for 4 days.
然后他要仔细的再观察这只羊4天。
The idea is outwardly may look good, but there may be some inner.Disease. There might be something wrong inside.
因为外表很可能可以，但是它里面可能有病啊，它里面可能会有一些问题。
So for 4 days, that lamb would be observed very carefully by the owner of that house.
所以这家的主人要四天之久，仔细再观察这只羊。
And if he was satisfied that this was a perfect lamb, perfect in health, in form,Then it would be an acceptable sacrifice.
所以当4天看下来完全没有问题呢，无论里无论外，那它就能够成为一个被接受的祭物啊，能够献上，它是完美的。
Now the Gospels you can read. There's 4 Gospels.
然后我们知道呢，在福音书呢有4个福音书，新约。
They give you an outward view of the Lord Jesus.
然后他给了你的一个外在的形象啊，耶稣基督的形象。
You can examine that lamb by reading the gospel accounts.
然后你也可以借着读这4个福音书啊，来仔细观察这个羊它的形象，耶稣基督的形象。
But you can't see what's going on in his heart.
但是你不能看见他里面的心是怎么样的。
We can look very religious on the outside.
因为外表上我可以显得非常有宗教性。
But what's going on in the heart?
那我里面是怎么样的，没人知道。
Only God knows that.
但只有神知道。
So what God did, he allowed that lamb to be tested.
所以神怎么办？神是可以允许这只羊的被测验，被测试。
He was tested first of all in his ministry by the devil.
首先呢，当他刚刚开始服事的时候，耶稣呢，魔鬼就来试验他。
For 40 days, he was tested by the devil in the wilderness.
所以40天之久啊，魔鬼在旷野试探耶稣。
Every day the devil went after him.
每天呢，魔鬼都会追着他。
The Lord Jesus had nothing to eat in all that time.
因为40天之久，耶稣没有什么可吃的。
He was now 40 days, and he was so weakened that I don't know if he could hardly hold up his head.
所以40天之久呢，他如此的虚弱哈，我也不知道他是不是还能抬得起头。
But the devil found no weakness, no sickness, nothing in him.
所以魔鬼呢却看不见。他里面任何的疾病啊，肮脏啊，或者软弱。
As the perfect man, his trust was in perfectly in his Father God.
所以作为完美的人呢，他的信靠啊是全然在他的天父身上。
The devil gave up.
所以魔鬼放弃了。
An angel had to come and minister and strengthen the Lord Jesus.
所以天使就来服侍他。
That says how weak he was. He needed outside help.
所以他非常软弱，所以他外在也需要帮助，在四十天之久。
That was at the beginning of his ministry.
这是在他开始服事的时候。
At the end of his ministry, after having been tested by man every step of the way, he in opposition, then in the garden, was the final test.
所以在他的服事最后，他经历一切的这些事之后呢，在园子里啊，就是克西马尼园里，他还再经历一次。
This was the examination of the Lamb of God.
这个是来观察。是神的羔羊啊。
Was there anything in him?
在他里面有什么？
What is the root of sin?
那罪的根源是什么呢？
Some say pride, yes.
有的人说呢，骄傲，这没有错。
What is the very root of sin?
那罪的根源啊。
Who?
Self.
Thinking of self.
就是自己啦。
See, we've been created in God's image for God's glory.
就是我们是在神的形象和样式里被造的。
All sin is selfishness manifested in various ways.
所以罪其实就是一直是以自我为中心，但是表达的方式不一样而已。
Now the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane is faced with the greatest problem that he'd have encountered yet in his life. The problem that he faced in the garden was the greatest problem that he'd ever.
就是耶稣在克西马尼所显明的这个麻烦呢，是所有麻烦里最大的。
See, he was the spotless, holy, innocent Lamb of God.
所以他是无瑕的、圣洁的。那是神的羔羊。
What God's will was for him was that he would have to bear all the sins of the world.
所以他需要去担当世人的罪啊，全部人的罪。
In other words, God would lay on Jesus, his son, all the accumulated sin and self onto mankind, onto his son, the Lord Jesus.
换句话说呢，神要把所有人所有累积起来的罪呢，在那一刻都放在他的圣子耶稣身上来得着审判。
And if he did that, the Lord Jesus then would have to suffer for each individual sin accumulated, focused on the cross, that place of shame.
所以这就意味着在那一刻啊，在十字架上的那一短短的时间里，耶稣要把所有人的每一件罪，但是是累加起来的啊，集中在那一刻放在他身上。
It's like if a person you see a filthy cesspool, you wouldn't want to go into that pool, that cesspool.
就像一个特别肮脏的池子啊，你就不想去进去嘛？对，是你的天然本性就不想进去。
You'd abhor that.
你很厌恶这个东西。
The Lord Jesus took upon him worse than that.
所以你可以想象，耶稣放在他身上是远比这个要糟糕的。
In the garden, he prayed to his Father.
所以在园子里呢，克西马尼园，他向神祷告。
Is there any other way that salvation can be accomplished without me taking on the sins of the world?
就是有没有其他的方式能做成这救恩呢、啊？不用我去上十字架。
We don't know if the Father answered him or was heaven silent on this.
我们不知道神有没有回应，或者天上就是沉默。
But three times he prayed that.
但是他三次他来祷告。
He said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
他说父啊，如果可行，求你拿走这杯，就是这个明第二天要上十字架的苦杯。
Heaven is silent.
天堂这个时候是沉默的。
The Lord Jesus says, Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
然后耶稣就后面祷告说还有一句话。但是不要按我的意思，按你的意思。
his spotless holy soul shrank back from contact, direct contact with our sin.
所以他的罪在因着我们的罪哈，就是他得着这所有的审判的重担都在他身上。
But there was the will of the Father was the higher call.
但这个的呼召呢是从父神来的。
The will of the Son was he dreaded to take our sin upon himself.
那子的意愿呢，就是他愿意把这个罪担在他身上。所以既是父的旨意，也是子的愿意。
So intense was that struggle in the garden that he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
所以在那天科西玛尼的时候呢，他祷告到一个程度，他的汗珠像血点一样滴下来。
Now, the Spirit of God records that.
所以圣灵呢就把这一切都记下来。
By the Apostle John.
然后借着使徒约翰。
And I can imagine in my mind, at daylight, John stealing into that garden and looking at the ground where the Savior prayed and saw those great drops of blood on the ground.
所以我可以想一想啊，在白天的时候，也许使徒约翰会回到那个园子里去看一看。
Now, doctors tell us that only happens under extremely difficult stress, extreme stress, where a person, the actual blood vessels break in the skin, mingling with sweat, dropping down to the ground.
所以今天的医生呢说，这只有在一种极端的情况下会发生啊。发生什么呢？就是中端的毛细血管破裂了，然后血呢混在汗里面掉下来，就像在流血一样。那这是在一个极端的压力和痛苦之下才会有的。So
he that intense battle ended up with the Lord Jesus. Bowing to the will of his Father that he might be made sin for us, in order that he might bear the sin of the world away.
所以这样的一个试炼，最终的结束是耶稣愿意把自己交在父神的旨意下，担当世人所有的罪的审判代价。
But it wasn't just the filthiness. And the horror of contact with the sin of mankind.
所以不单是那个肮脏啊，和这可怕人的罪，就从这一面来影响他。
Nor was it the judgment, the fiery judgment of God against sin.
你要知道，神对罪的那烈火的审判也是强的。
But what the Son had to endure. When his God turned his back on his Son, who was made sin. God cannot look upon sin.
所以真正耶稣担当的呢，是在那一刻，因为神是公义的神呢，当耶稣替我们成为罪的时候呢，神是不能看罪的，所以神就被转向他了，就不能看了。
And you've read it for yourself, no doubt, in the scripture, that awful cry that came from the cross.
所以你就能从圣经里读到啊，耶稣在十字架上的那个喊呐，呼喊。
During 3 hours of darkness,
在13个小时的后3个小时的黑暗里,
there the Savior suffered 3 hours of eternity.
那救主啊，在3个小时。 在永恒里受难，那黑暗的3个小时。
Where God was not only placing our sin upon him, but he made him to be sin.
所以神不但是使我们的罪在他身上，其实他就替我们成为那罪。
And as a sin offering, he offered himself up there on the cross.
所以他作为那个赎罪祭啊，他把自己在十字架上献上。
And God the Father had to look away because he could not look at sin.
所以父神不能，那个时候他不能看罪哈，所以因为他是圣洁的。
3 hours. How long is 3 hours of suffering, of intense suffering?
3个小时极端的苦难。
It wasn't just the physical pain.
它不是一个肉体的苦难。
It wasn't the emotional pain that he had to suffer, the mockery and the shame of it.
也这都是前面三个小时，什么嘲弄啊，这些都是在前面的。
It was the spiritual suffering of the God the Son who had been one with the Father from eternity, now separated from him.
这是一个属灵的苦难啊，因为那万事一直在一起的圣子和圣父要在那一刻的分开。
All alone, outside of the fellowship of God, he was alone.
所以神在那一刻他变得孤单了，因为他要审判圣子。
And then he dismissed his spirit.
然后在结束的时候，耶稣就把他的灵交给了。
The work that he had been sent to do was accomplished.
他被差来做的工作就结束。
He had borne the sin of the world.
他担当了世人一切的罪。
The Lamb had borne away the sin of the world.
羔羊担了世人的罪。
Now are you satisfied as God is satisfied with that sacrifice?
那你是不是对这样的献祭满意呢？父神是不是满意了？
Do you think you can add something to what God has provided as a way of salvation?
你觉得你还能在这个上面加什么吗？在神给我们预备的这个救恩上面。
Would you dare to improve upon God's justice?
那你是不是还敢于去提升一点神给你预备好的这个义吗？
That's why religion can never save.
所以这就是为什么地上的宗教永远不可能救人了。
All we can do as guilty before God is receive the gift of salvation, because God is gracious.
我们能做的就是在神面前承认自己的罪与不义啊，接受神给我们预备好的这个救恩，因为神是满有恩典和怜悯。
See, God's justice against man's sin had been satisfied.
因为神对人的罪要行审判的那个公义已经得着了。
One sacrifice for sins forever.
一次献上呢，就永远做成了。
His justice was completely exhausted on his son.
所以他的公义啊，在他的圣子身上已经完全得着了。
He bore our sin and he bore the judgment against our sin.
所以耶稣担当了我们的罪，也担当了神公义对罪的审判在他身上。
And the only thing we need to do is to trust that God loves us so much that He did that for us.
我们要做的就是相信呢，神如此的爱我们，所以他才为我们做这一切嘛。
We don't have to do anything.
不是我们要做什么，我们也做不了什么。
Can you improve the Son?
你能使圣子变得更好一点吗？
Can you make the moon shine when it's a new moon?
如果今天只是新月的时候，你能使这个月亮很亮吗？你是做不到的。
Can we change the position of stars?
你能改变天上星星的位置吗？
Those are easier things to do.
在神那里，这都是最容易做的事情。
Than try to please God by our own acts.
那我们怎么会想到要用我们自己的行为来使神喜悦呢？这个是做不到的。
He has made a perfect sacrifice.
因为他给我们已经做好了一个完美的祭物。
And we don't want to touch. We can't improve upon God's perfect sacrifice.
所以我们不会想到去，我要去用我的行为来使这个祭物变得更好一点，这不可能的。
Do you want to honor God?
那你要怎么使神得荣耀呢？
then you trust His love and mercy and grace for you. That's
你只要相信他对你的爱、怜悯和恩典，这就是使他得、使他喜悦、使他得荣耀最好的方式。
That's honoring God.
这就是使神得荣耀。
It's like if you give your you give your child, you pick out a beautiful present for that little child.
就像你给你的孩子挑选了一个特别好的礼物。
It may have involved even a sacrifice of some kind.
甚至这个会牵付上的代价是像祭物一样的代价。
Maybe you couldn't afford it, but you wanted to give your child something because you love them.
甚至比方说呢，你没有办法负担的，但是你最后给了他，因为你爱他。
Now, how would you feel if the child refused it?
如果这个孩子拒绝，你会怎么感受
？I don't want that.
他说我不想要。
You know, right away. Well, how do you feel? You've chosen that specially for that child.
你特别的为他预备的。他却拒绝了。
It's what the child needs.
而且这就是孩子需要的。
That's what God is. That's a very weak example of all that God has done for us.
这是一个非常弱的，就是不是那么强的例子啊，就用孩子这个来告诉我们神到底为我们做了什么。
So we've been talking about this lamb, and we've expanded a bit this morning.For the Lamb of God.
今天就扩展了一些，在讲这个神的羔羊的这一条线。
Through the New Testament, there is much doctrine concerning the Lamb.
所以在新约里一样有很多的教导啊，在讲这个羔羊。
In the very fact that when you trust the sacrifice that God has made.If you go to the book of Hebrews, for example,
比方说呢，我们来到希伯来书，新约希伯来书。
Hebrews and This blood, this life that was given.
这个血啊，这个生命给出来的生命。
Verse 19 of chapter 10.
十章的十九节，希伯来书十章十九节，就三百新约三百九十五页。
Chapter 10, verse 12, rather.
啊，十二节，也是三百九十五页，往上看一点，十二。
We'll start to read at verse 11 because it's referring to the Old Testament sacrifices. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
十一节，凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能赎罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下。
So what we have is what he has done, that one sacrifice he made for sins. He then finished that sacrifice on the cross, raised from the dead, he went into heaven, and he now has sat down at the right hand of God.
所以他是那个祭物，他也是那祭司，把自己献上一次做完，就永远的把所有的罪的问题都解决了。然后他就又复活了，现在呢，坐在天上父神的右边。
So where is the lamb today?
那今天羔羊在哪里呢？
He's seated at the right hand of God.
他坐在父神的右边。
First of all, let's examine that for a minute.
啊，我们先来看一下。
He's seated. The Old Testament priests in the temple and in the tabernacle in the wilderness, there were no seats.
所以旧约的这些祭司们哈是没有座位的。
There was no place to sit down for the priests.
啊，在整个会幕里哈是没有地方让祭司可以坐的。
Because there needed to be sacrifices continually made, there was no place.
所以那个因为献祭的事啊一直在进行在会幕里，所以没有地方让他们坐。
But now we read about our great high priest, the Lord Jesus.
那现在呢，我们看我们的大祭司主耶稣。
He's finished the sacrifice. There's no more sacrifices to be made.
因为他已经把这献祭的事做完了，再不用了。
He sat down.
他就坐下了。
The work of the redemption was now complete forever.
所以这个救赎的工啊，已经永远做完了。
He offered one sacrifice for sin forever.
所以他献上了一个永远的赎罪祭。
It says here for all time, one sacrifice.And he's now sat down. Where is he sat?
所以他献完这赎罪祭之后呢，他就坐下，坐在哪儿？
Notice he says at the right hand of God.
他在神的右边。
The right hand is the place of delegated authority.
那右手哈是权柄代表的一方。
All judgment has been committed to the Son.
所有的审判呢？都已经放在这个圣子身上了。
He says all authority in heaven and earth is given to me.
他说天上地下的权柄啊，都给了我。
He told his disciples.
他跟他的门徒说。
He exercises all the authority of God Himself from the right hand of the Father.
所以他坐在父神的右边，父神所有的权柄呢，都借着他行使出来，因为右手是那个有力的手。
Now notice in verse 14.
十四节啊。
Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
What's the result of that sacrifice?
那这个献祭的结果是什么呢？
Well, perfected forever. Does that sound like a good deal?
就是永远完全，永远完美，这是不是很好的事情啊？
Forever, we've been perfected. Just by simply believing in the Lord Jesus, God perfects us forever.
就单单凭着我们的信心啊，接受耶稣基督，我们就在神眼里是全然圣洁的。
Oh, but you say, I don't know. I feel unholy at times.
那你会说呢？哎呀，我还不知道啊，我有的时候还是感觉很不圣洁。
That's right.
那是的。
But don't lose sight of what God's purpose, which will come to pass. We're perfected forever.
对，但不要失掉这个信心呢，因为神是让我们在永恒里已经得着圣洁了。
But notice,
这是一个事实。
But notice what the rest of that sentence says.Who has been perfected forever?
谁呢？是谁得着永远的圣洁？
Those who are being made holy.
就那得以成圣的人。
Today, tomorrow, each day, we have one sitting at God's right hand, a priest, a high priest, who is continually.Interceding on our behalf, and we are, as we yield ourselves to Him, we are being made holy. We're being conformed into the image of His Son.
因为我们有一位为我们代求的大祭司啊，坐在父神的右边，每一天的为我们代求啊，所以我们只要做的还是，就像我们得救的时候借着信心信靠他，我们是得以成圣，也是借着信心相信他，他会每一天的。陶造我们，使我们越来越像他。
We're continually, day by day, being made holy by the work of the Spirit of God within us.
所以我们是一天一天持续的，他使我们越来越像基督。所以我们唯独只负责相信。
And so, what is, well, you say, well, that's all very good.
你会说，哎呀，这很好吗？
But actually, how does this actually work?
那这个是怎么得做成的呢？
Well, we need to actively pursue God Himself.
所以我们需要很努力的，或者说呢，很积极的来寻求神，神自己，基督自己。
We're not passive creatures like trees that sort of grow when the sun shines on us. We actually can pursue holiness and righteousness.
所以我们不是一个被动的受造物，比方说树，树就是每天有阳光有雨露，它就自己长了。我们 是很主动的，我们要去寻求神，要去寻求基督。
When sin presents itself to us, we can say like the Savior, "Not my will, but your will be done." That's yielding to the Spirit of God.
对，所以当罪影响我们的时候，我们可以也一样的来到神面前做这样的祷告，说愿盼望不是我的。意思是你的旨意成全，所以把我们的主权呢交给神。
And we can come before our great high priest.
所以我们可以来到那高天至上的那大祭司面前，就是耶稣面前。
Verse 19.
对，十九节。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way.Open for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us, verse 22, here it is, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, full in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, having our bodies washed with pure water.
弟兄们啊我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
You see that he wants us to approach him. He's seated at the right hand of God. All authority and power is given to us.We can come to him.
所以我们可以来到他面前，他也盼望我们到他面前，他使我们成圣。
The same throne that dispensed judgment on the Lord Jesus, the innocent lamb, that same throne now, because of the sacrifice he has made, invites us to come and partake of his grace.
所以同样的这个宝座在前面呢因着罪来审判得着审判代价显明为审判主的这个宝座上的神呢今天也依然盼望我们借着耶稣基督到他面前去得恩典。
Chapter 4, please, of Hebrews.
我们往前翻啊翻希伯来书的四章。
He's summarizing a previous argument, but it fits into the progress that we're making this morning.
对，他这里是在讲前面的这个一个总结，但是也应用在我们今天的主题上也很好。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith.We profess.
十四节哈，就四章的十四节，387页。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Now he talks about the Lord Jesus going through to the heavens. In other words, he was not only raised from the dead, but he ascended to the Father in heaven.
所以他不但呢从死里复活、啊、他已经升到高天坐在父神的右边。
Now, those that can come before the great high priest, it's not works that God is looking for.
那些来到大祭司面前的，不是，靠着我们的行为啊，来到他面前。
It's the faith, he says. Let us hold firmly to that faith.
是持守的信心。
What is faith?
信心是什么？
What's a simple definition of faith?
信心有个简单的定义是什么呢？
The best definition of faith is in a children's chorus. Faith is just believing.What God says He will do.
对，所以在一个孩子们的一个圣诗里啊，会有这么一个信心的定义，说信心就是相信神要做的事情一定会做成，就是相信了。
Faith is not something we look for in ourselves. Faith is something that we attach to God's promises.
所以信心不是看我自己，我能相信啥，而是回到神。在圣经里告诉我们，他一定会做成的事。你相信会做成，就叫信心。
He says, and he goes on now. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin.
因为我们大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。十五节。
We say, Lord, I need help today.
你会说呢，主啊，我今天需要帮助。
I'm so weak.
我很软弱。
I've got difficulties in my life.
我在我的生命里有困难。
Nobody understands.
也没有人理解。
Oh, it says here that he was tempted every way the same as we were.
所以这里说呢，他也跟我们一样，凡事受了试探。
Maybe not the exact circumstances, but in the exact way he has also been tempted.
所以不一定是完全一样的环境，但是呢，是完全的一样的方式啊。就他能理解你，因为他也感受过。
But he never sinned.
只是他从来没有犯罪。
But having been tempted, he can sympathize with your.
但正是因为他也凡事受试探，所以他能理解你的软弱。
He can sympathize with our weaknesses.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
We don't have to feel that there's a big barrier between us and our Savior.
所以我们不要想象我们和我们的救主之间有一个大的障碍。
He can say in all our need, in all the extremity of our needs.He can say, I was there.
他会说呢，在我们所有的需要，在我们极端的需要里呢，他说我在那里。
I know how you feel.
他说我知道你所感受的是什么。
But not only that.
那不但如此。
It says, verse 16.
十六节。
This is what we're leading to.
这是我们今天要，最后要读的一段。
So then let's approach the throne of grace.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
It's not a throne of judgment anymore, you see.
这不再是一个审判的宝座，不是吗？
The blood of God's Son has cleansed us from all sin. It's changed God's mind concerning the sinner.
所以所有耶稣的血已经把我们所有的罪已经付上了代价。所以从那一刻呢，神看人呢，就不再是一个要去审判的角度，而是要施恩的角度。
Man is no more the enemy of God.
因为人不再是神的仇敌了。
God has been reconciled by the death of His Son.
借着圣子的死啊，神与人已经和好了。
And so, what would have been a throne of judgment is now a throne of grace.
所以本来应该是审判。宝座的，现在却变成了一个施恩的宝座。
And he says, we don't need to come to the throne of grace worrying whether we're going to be accepted. You know, quaking in our boots.
所以我们不会是颤抖着，双脚颤抖着来到神面前，说呀，我可不可以在宝座前得到一点怜悯啊？不是这样的态度。
You remember Esther when she approached the throne? of Ahasuerus, she didn't know if she was going to be accepted.
你们都记得以斯帖记里面那个王后以斯帖来到亚哈随鲁王面前的时候，她不知道她是不是还能活，她很害怕。
It could have meant her life.
因为那一刻可能会让她要了她的命。
If the king did not hand out his scepter to her.
如果王在那一刻不把杖伸向她，她就死了。
But that's not the kind of throne that we're going to.
但这个不是我们要去接近的那一类的宝座。
The Lord Jesus is there with the marks of your sin and mine in his hands and his side.
坐在父神右边的耶稣现在依然手上和他的肋旁是有钉痕和枪伤，就是为我们的罪付上代价的痕迹。
And he says, it's for you. My hands were pierced.
他会告诉你是为了你啊，我的手被钉。所以他说来呀。
This is a demonstration of my love for you.
所以这就是我对你爱的表示了，你为什么害怕呢？
So then it says here, then we can let us approach the throne of grace with confidence.
所以这就是为什么十六节说我们要有带着信心来到宝座前，就坦然无惧的。
Notice two things you can obtain from the throne.
所以你要记得两个事情你从宝座上能够得。
Mercy, first of all.
首先是怜悯。
Mercy is in the sense of being forgiven for sins.
所以怜悯呢是罪得赦免的这个角度。
If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, do you still fail to live the way you ought to at times?
如果你是一个信靠主的人，你是不是常常还是因着软弱使主失望呢？
You feel guilty about it?
你是不是也会感到有罪负罪感？
Yeah.
当然是的。
Sometimes so overwhelmed by guilt that I'm almost paralyzed.
有的时候我的负罪感如此之重啊，我甚至没有能力来行动。
But at the throne, there's mercy there for you.
所以首先在宝座上啊，它是有怜悯的。
Mercy is God's withholding judgment. Why? Because of the marks in the hands of the great high priest.
怜悯就是神。收住了他的审判啊，就相当于我们配得的他没有给我们，他怎么让我们知道呢？就是他手上的钉痕就让我们知道了。
If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just.
那只要我们承认我们的罪与不义，他是信实的。
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他是信实，他是公义的，必洗净我们一切的罪与不义，只要我们认自己的罪。
That's mercy. We've obtained mercy.
这就是怜悯的意思了。
But also,
还有
he doesn't leave us there.
他不是单就把我们停在怜悯上。
He says you can find grace to help.
你还可以得着恩典嘛？恩典就是帮助。
Grace is what?
恩典是什么意思？
Grace is God's provision.
恩典就是神的供应。
For all our spiritual needs.
为我们一切属灵的益处，他给我们的供应。
Superabundant grace.
是丰丰富富的供应。
Whatever your needs are, God's grace can fulfill that need.
那不管你的需要是什么，神的恩典都能够满足这需要。
So then, we can find grace to help in our time of need.
所以在我们有需要的时候，我们就能够到神面前去得恩典，得帮助。
So now we've looked at the Lamb and where he is now in heaven.
所以现在我们再回到看这个羔羊，现在这个羔羊在哪里啊？在天上。
The sinner needs the Lamb of Calvary.
所以罪人呢是需要这只羔羊在各个他山上那个献祭的怜悯。
The saint needs our great high priest at the Father's right hand.
但已经得救的圣徒们、基督徒们，他们需要的这羔羊呢？就是现在坐在父神右边，天天为我们代求的那羔羊。
And he not only is waiting there for us to come boldly by the blood of Jesus.
所以他不单单坐在那里啊，借着耶稣的血，他在等我们过去，大胆的来到他面前。不单单是这样。
But we read that he continually intercedes on our behalf. He's actively involved in your spiritual well-being.
他在不停的主动的为我们代求，在父神边上， 为了我们属灵的益处和成长代求。
Now what we're going to look at after is the next event in the life of the Lamb.
所以我们之后呢要看下一个，就是现在的神的羔羊已经坐在父神的右边，我们要看下一个场景。
When this age is done,
那个时候呢，这个世代就过去。
And all his blood-bought children are brought home.
他一切靠着血买赎回来的孩子们呢，都回家了。
And the bride is brought to the Lamb.
这个就是教会了，所有的人，以教会的人呢，都已经回家了。那新娘就来到。教会就是新娘，就来到新郎的面前。
And there's a grand marriage supper in heaven.
所以会有一个新郎的婚宴啊，新郎就是基督啊，会有个婚宴。
We'll stop and have a break then, and then we'll continue.
我们先暂停一下，然后我们休息一会儿呢，再回来继续学。
Yeah,
我们一起来做一个结束的祷告啊。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理让我们看见这羔羊的血带给我们那赦罪的怜悯。我们盼望每一个人在还没有认识他罪人的时候，我们能够抬头说，主啊，我需要这怜悯我要接受基督这无瑕的羔羊为我的罪所献上的祭。说啊，当我们已经得救了，我说主啊，我要常到您面前来，我要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。我们这样的感恩和祷告奉主耶稣的名，
Amen。
先做一个祷告。
Father, how we thank you for the gospel, the good news.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，为了这好消息，这福音。
It sets us free from sin and death.
因为它使我们从罪和死里面得着释放。
But Lord, we thank you too. The gospel is more than that.
我们要谢谢您，因为福音不单单是停于这里。
It's the unfolding of your greatest plan in eternity.
因为您要启示我们在永恒里您那伟大的计划。
A bride for your son.
就是你要为您的圣子找到一个新娘。
Mystery of mysteries.
那奥秘中的奥秘。
So Father, we want to bless and thank you again for your word that reveals this to us.
我们要谢谢您再一次，因为您的话语把这一切的真理启示给我们听了。
Not only eternal life,
不单单是永恒的生命，
but eternal life with you, O God our Father.
而是在永恒的生命里与您的关系。
So bless us now for the rest of the time we're together. We pray in Jesus' name.
祝福我们这剩余的时间，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jeep would like to just address you for a minute.
Eric's been talking about the blood that, right from the beginning in the garden when they were taken out of the garden. And the blood started flowing from the sacrifice of animals that weren't willing, nor did they know what they were being killed for. They don't have any intelligence.
所以最初我们谈到最早的这个祭呢，是从亚当夏娃在园子里就开始神设立了。但是呢，当时被杀的那个动物呢，他们是不知道，甚至不知道自己为什么死了，因为他们没有这样的意识。
And it was man that sinned against God. It wasn't the animals. They never.They're just innocent creatures.
是人犯罪得罪神，而不是这动物，因为这动物是无辜的。
So it was man that had to pay for that sin. He had to be judged for that.
所以按道理应该是人要被审判，人要负罪的代价。
And so God was telling them right from the beginning that He would send that ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice of His beloved Son.
所以神一开始就告诉我们，他会赐给我们的最终的。完美的祭物就是他的圣子。
In the olden days, when they sacrificed the animal, and the high priest went into the holy of holies, his heart had to be right with God.
所以在旧约时代呢，当大祭司进到至圣所的时候呢，他的心呢和神是要和好，要是对的。
They would tie a rope around his leg, around his ankle, just in case he went inside there and he was going to face God there in the Holy of Holies, and his heart wasn't right, God would strike him dead.
所以他每次一年一次进到至圣所里去的时候，人要在他的这个脚上脚踝上绑着绳子，就万一呢，他这个心不对哈，他不是带着正确的心过去的时候，他可能会被击杀，就被拖出来。Then
they would have to pull him out with the rope out of the Holy of Holies.
所以其他的祭司要在外面呢，也没有人能进去啊，至圣所约柜的面前，所以只能把他。
Now we were reading in Hebrews that we can approach the throne of God boldly. We can be bold. We don't have to be scared that God's going to strike us dead.
所以我们从希伯来书能读到，我们不需要再去担当这样的恐惧战惊了，因为我们的所有的罪的代价神已经收到了。
So we've been talking about a perfect lamb. They had to examine that lamb. And they had to make sure that that lamb was perfect. You can't give God a lamb that's blind in one eye or lame with another leg or imperfect anyway. God demands perfection.
所以我们刚才看见的完美羔羊的祭物啊，就是不能有什么瑕疵的、瘸腿的，这一些呢，就表明神是这个祭啊，它是完全圣洁的。
In the book of Revelation, it says that, you know, there was none on the earth that was perfect. There was none under the earth. There was none in heaven that could pay for man's sin except God's beloved Son.
所以在启示录我们看见，在天上地下所有的里面找呢，找不到一个能够为人的罪献上代价的，就是圣子自己。
So just like that little lamb, that animal had to be observed. Jesus was observed for 3 years in his ministry.
所以就像那羔羊在被杀之前要被仔细查看几天啊，那耶稣也在地上，3年之久被人查看。You
know that when John the Baptist baptized him, and God's voice came from heaven, and he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom is all my delight."
所以当施洗约翰给耶稣施洗的时候，天上天开了，父神的声音说：“这是我的爱子啊，你们要听他。”That's
because he was perfect and he wanted to do God's will.
因为他是完美的，而且他也愿意顺服神的旨意。Now
the enemies, the religious people, also examined Jesus, but before that, Eric was telling us about his very first test when he was baptized. The Spirit of God led him into the wilderness, and there he was tested by our enemy, our biggest enemy, which is the devil, who accuses us before God day and night.
然后他在受洗之后，第一件事，圣灵就把他带到旷野去受试探，那这试探他的就是我们的敌人，那每天在神面前控告我们的那个撒旦。
And Jesus answered him for every test that he gave him. He answered him from the word of God.
每一次耶稣三次之久啊，每一次回答这魔鬼的试探，都是用圣经的话来回答他。The
devil could not find any imperfection in him.
所以魔鬼也不能在耶稣里面找到任何的瑕疵。And
he left him and fled.
所以魔鬼只能离开他逃走。Now
all these religious people were testing him, and they sent somebody to one of their guards to go and arrest him and bring him back to them so they could judge him.
所以宗教领袖们也在试探他，他们甚至差役啊去把他抓过来。And
these guards came back empty-handed to those people, and they said, "Well, why are you empty-handed? Why didn't you bring Jesus here?"
然后这些差役呢却空手的回来，那官长们问他，你们怎么没把耶稣带来？怎么空手回来呢？
And they said, "Never a man spoke like this man."
然后差役说，没有人像他这样说话的。So
even his enemies acknowledged the fact that he was perfect, that he is perfect.
所以即使他的敌人呢，也承认这样的事实，耶稣是完美的。
Yet they were determined; their hearts were so hardened They were determined to put Jesus to death.
但是他们的心如此刚硬啊，他们已经先决定了，不管怎样都要把耶稣杀了。
And they brought him before Pilate. And Pilate said, in that section actually, Pilate and he said four times that I find no fault in him.
所以他们就把耶稣带到比拉多总督面前，但比拉多说了四次，说我在他里面啊找不着任何的罪。
So there was absolutely no fault in him. He was just, he was holy, and nobody could accuse him and say that he's a sinner.
所以他里面是完全圣洁的，他是公义的，那没有人能够定罪他，说他是个罪人。
And he said to them, he said, which one of you convinces me of sin?
所以耶稣说，你们谁能够指出我有什么 不对来，那有罪？
There wasn't a one that could convince him of sin.
没有一个。
Because there was no sin in them.
因为在他里面一点罪都没有。
So the question is, Satan is there.He's accusing you and me and all of mankind. We're sinners. We're born sinners. He's accusing us before God. Because God's law says anyone who sins must die.
所以撒旦是那控告者，他在神面前一直控告我们。因为神的律呢是一切罪的工价，罪的代价就是死。
So when you face God as a judge,What will you say to him, and who will be your protector, and who will be your lawyer to defend you?
所以，如果我们来到神面前，神是一个审判主的话，谁能成为我们的律师？谁能成为我们代求的中保呢？
Those that have received the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, He is the one for them that's going to defend them at the judgment seat. He's the one who's going to defend them against the devil.And he's the one who's going to welcome us into heaven.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主以后啊，那他就成为那一位在天上赦免我们罪啊，也在天上为我们每日的软弱代求，也在天上等候我们最终回家欢迎我们的那一位。
And God is just going to ask you one question.Not so many questions like these people were asking Jesus.
所以神其实只会问我们一个问题，不像这些人来挑战耶稣的时候各种各样的问题。
What did you do with my son Jesus, who loved you, and he came here to die for your sins?
神的问题就是你是怎么来看待我给你预备的我的圣子耶稣呢？他为你来死在世上，为你的罪付上了代价。你是怎么对待这个礼物的？
So I want you to settle that in your heart. What will you say if your life expires tomorrow or today?
所以我们今天呢，心里也是要回答自己这个问题。如果我明天就是我地上的最后一天，我是怎么来看待这个礼物的？
We were looking at Jesus in the garden, and it was an awful price when he looked into that cup, and he saw the wrath of God.It was an awful thing that he went through for you and me. He didn't have to.
所以耶稣在那一天被卖的那天晚上，科西马尼园的祷告就告诉我们，他看见这苦杯里是什么啊？就是神的公义的愤怒啊！为了要行审判的公义的愤怒，所以耶稣本不需要承担的，但他为了你我，他的爱显明啊，他担当的，所以这显明这代价是非常大的。
That's a very solemn and very serious thing.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Think about it, meditate on it, and I pray that you will decide to follow Jesus.
对，想一想，也为这个认真安静思考一下。我们真的盼望每一个人真的决定跟随耶稣，这是我们的生命。
All the way into heaven.
这是一路就去了天堂了。
Okay, brother. Thank
you.
Well, I'd like you to refer back to the scripture that we read at the beginning.
我们就回到我们一开始
《
启示录》十九章的那一段经文，我们读的。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 6.
启示录十九章的六节。
We're not going to have time to finish the career of the Lamb as we find it in the scriptures today, but we will continue next week in the Lord's will.
那我们今天可能没有办法把耶稣整个的这个服事的过程讲完了，那下一周我们可能会继续。
But we need to look at another scripture first.Again, it's found in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, because there we read about the Lamb, given the authority to open the seals of that seven-seal book.
那我们还是要多讲一节经文，就是启示录的五章，为了明白十九章啊，就在五章里呢，那个羊，羔羊呢，被给了一个书卷。
This takes place before the marriage of the Lamb.
对，这个是在羔羊婚宴之前发生的。
And I'd like to look at that subject next week, the marriage of the Lamb, exactly what that means, and also what it means when it says that the bride has made herself ready.
所以我们下一周会详细讲这婚宴，尤其是。主若许可，我们要解释一下什么叫做新娘预备好了。
How does she make herself ready?
新娘怎么会使自己预备好
？That will be the subject for next week. But before to finish off this morning, we'd like to look a little bit. It'll be a bit of a review, but also we'll go a little bit further on concerning the Lamb as the ruler of the universe.
所以今天呢，我们还需要最后启示的一个点呢，就是这羔羊是做天下的管制者，就他是王，他这个形象呢，在启示录里五章就显出来。
Now the book of Revelation is not as difficult a book as you might think.
有的人认为启示录是一卷比较难懂的书啊，其实不是。
The difficulty with the book of Revelation is that the 65 books that precede it are unknown.
难是难在呢，前面六十五卷书是不明白的。
Don't expect I understand the book of Revelation without understanding what came before that.
所以我们前面六十五卷书不明白，肯定不能明白第六十六卷启示录啊。
Think of this book that has 66 chapters.
想一想，这本书有六十六章。
If you don't understand the author's point from the beginning and reading right through, how are you going to read the conclusion?
所以假设你读这本书六十六章呢，你从第一章到六十五章，你都不去跟这个作者到底想说什么的意思，你怎么突然跳到六十六章？你当然读不懂。
Now that makes sense when it's put that way, isn't it?
所以你这么看，你就能明白。
People focus on events on earth. But God's purposes are wider than just our perspective.
所以人们常常读启示录总是去关注地上要发生的事，但其实神的旨意啊是远比这个要宽大的。
Chapter 4 and 5, they form a pair.
那四和五章啊，它是其实是一对来的。
Chapter 4, we read there that John had a vision, and there was a door standing open in heaven.
那第四章呢？约翰呢看见一个异象，天上有个门，他开了。
And a voice calls him up into heaven.
有个声音告诉他呢，到天上来。
He has a vision of heaven.
因为他就看见天上的异象了。
I don't know whether. John was actually taken into heaven or not, it's not important. The important thing is what he saw about heaven.
所以我们不知道是约翰被带到天上呢，还是 其他的方式演给他看的，这个不重要，但是我们知道他启示出来的就是真实神要告诉我们的。
Says he was in the spirit.
也许他是在灵里看见的。
Now Paul was caught up to the seventh heaven and he on occasion he said he wasn't even allowed to write what he saw.
对，保罗呢有一次也被提到三重天啊，然后他也不能把看见东西写下来。
But it's to John that's given the responsibility to record what he saw when he got to heaven.
约翰在这里呢，他被要求把他看见的写下来。
What he sees is a throne, basically.
所以他看见的先是一个宝座。
He sees one sitting on the throne.
以及坐宝座的那一位。
But he doesn't describe anything more than the throne and the fact that there was one sitting on that throne.
所以他除了这个宝座和那宝座以上的啊，他们别的没有看见什么。
And around the throne are these strange living creatures, the cherubim.
然后之外就是那些基路伯啊，就是天使。
And around the throne there are seated saints.
然后在外面呢就是圣徒。
The redeemed saints of the earth, we find.
其实就是地上的圣徒啊。
Now chapter 4 is where those in heaven worship the one who sits on the throne because he created everything.
那第四章其实就在讲宝座周围的一起来敬拜那一创造天地万有的那一位。
You see that in verse 11.
第十一节。
Here's their worship.
这就是他们敬拜的话了。
They worship him because verse 11 of chapter 4, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power. Why? Because you have created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有。
So all the worship there is given to God the Creator.
所有的敬拜都给了那创造主。
Chapter 5 is where worship is brought to the one who brought redemption to creation.
所以第五章呢是在把这个敬拜给到那救赎主。
The one who from the Father came into his own creation.
是那一位从父神来进到他们所造的受造物中间的。
Think of this.
你想一想这样的事。
God built, made a universe, a material universe.
神造了一个有形的物质世界。
And then he enters that universe in the form of one of his creatures.
然后他呢，以一个他受造的物的形象来进到这个他创造的世界里。
Now this is an irreversible process.
而且这是一个不可逆的过程。
He can't step back out now.
他也不能说我再退回去了。
He's taking the lamb or the form of the lamb.
他就成了那羔羊的形象。
But in another place we read that it was his plan from before he made the universe.
而且你从其他地方你也看见这其实是他在万有以先就有的计划。
This decision would have eternal consequences.
因为这样的决定会带来永恒的结果的后果的。
In heaven, there is There's a man at God's right hand.
因为在父神天上的父神右边有一个人坐在父神的右边。
The one who came from the bosom of the Father became a man, and he's now seated on the throne above.
那一位从父怀里的独生子啊，道成肉身来到地上，死了以后又复活回到父神的坐在他右边的那一位。
There is a man governing the universe.
就是那管制全地的那一位。
His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他名字就叫耶稣基督。
The Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
就是神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
So as the it is as the Lamb that he has title to the whole universe. It's his by right.
所以作为羔羊啊, 全宇宙, 全地, 其实都是赐给他的。
You see, when John looked at the one that was sitting on the throne, he couldn't distinguish his face. He just saw a form, and he saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne, there was a scroll rolled up.
所以当约翰看见这情形的时候，他看不见这个坐宝座的形，他只能看见一个远远的形象啊，他看不见真实的脸，但是他知道呢，坐宝座的右手边有个书卷。
So there was a universal challenge. A voice came, an angel now steps forward, a mighty angel, proclaims with a loud voice, verse 2, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?
第二节我又看见一位大力的天使啊，大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
First of all, what was in the scroll?
首先，七这个。 书卷里是什么内容啊?
We only know what was in the scroll when it was opened.
那我们不打开，我们怎么知道里面是什么?
What happened when the scroll was opened?
那书卷打开会发生什么呢?
Judgments fell upon the earth.
审判就要临到地上。
And why did judgments fall upon the earth?
为什么审判会临到地上?
Because the people who dwelt on earth were in rebellion against God's rule.
因为地上居住的人呢, 从来都是背逆神的统治的。
The earth was occupied by rebels.
所以地呢, 被所有背逆的人占住了。
Usurpers.
就是,
one who takes a place steals the place of another.
也就是偷盗的, 就是那些背逆的人。
The devil is cast down.
因为魔鬼是被贬到地上来的。
So, God wants to come in, or God wants, or the Lamb wants occupation of what of the earth which he has given himself for.
所以羔羊啊，他需要回到他的这个管制的位置上，因为他本来才是这个全地的主。
Well, say you go to China for 2-3 months.
假设你去中国3个月。
And you come back and you find that there's a bunch of filthy people have invaded your house, broken into the door, and are now living. There's garbage everywhere in the house. What are you going to do?
然后你去了3个月回来呢，然后你一回你的家，你发现你屋子里来了一些不速之客啊，他满屋子都是垃圾，然后他们就住在你房子里，把你房子给占了，你会怎么样？
Well, you're going to call the police to do your work for you.
你会打电话叫警察来帮你处理一下。But
you're going to bring judgment on those people.
这其实你就在把审判带到这些人头上，不是吗？
Right? And that's exactly what is happening on earth today. Is all these dictators and people that hate God, that are taking advantage of ordinary people, where there's so much injustice in the world, so much sin.
所以这就是今天地上的情景啊，这真正的王呢，他出行了。然后呢，地上有太多的不公义，太多的残暴，这各种肮脏的事充斥着。
See, the world belongs to the Creator. We read there, you have created all things. By your will they were created and they have your being. He owns the world, but it's occupied by an enemy.
就是你创造了万有啊，并且万物都是因你的旨意被创造的，四章十一节后半段。所以他是那造物主，这全地本来应该是他的。So
there's a challenge. A mighty angel comes forth and makes this challenge all throughout the universe. Is there anyone that is worthy to break the seals and open the scrolls?
对，这是一个挑战。 那大力的天使来说呢，谁能够打开那书卷？那书卷就是审判的书卷。
That's a challenge to all those that have built empires, have enslaved people, that have, even today we see empire builders.
所以这就是对全地所有的人那些建造王国的王朝的去征服奴隶的这一切人今天我们依然还能看见
Genghis Khan, are you worthy to open the seals?
Genghis
Khan.
Genghis Khan. Oh, Genghis Khan. 他就说,成吉思汗配不配得打开?
Alexander the Great.
就是亚历山大大帝配不配得打开?
There's silence. There's no... The challenge goes forth, but there's no one to answer.
是没有人能打开
There was no one worthy.
没有人配得
So John says he's in heaven. It says there's no tears in heaven, but John wept.
对，所以天上没有眼泪，但是约翰却哭了。
Is all the purposes of God going to come to nothing?
所有神的旨意难道就不能成就了吗？
There's no one worthy to take that scroll or even to look upon it.
没有人配得去甚至打开这书卷。
And now, John begins to weep.
约翰就开始哭了。
What will happen to the universe?
那全地怎么办呢?
Is it going to go on like this?
就一直这样下去吗?
But he says, don't worry. So the voice now. One of the elders said to me, verse 5, don't weep. You see, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he's triumphed, he's able to open the scroll and its seals, seven seals.
长老中有一位对我说, 不要哭, 看哪, 犹大支派中的狮子, 大卫的根, 他已经得胜, 能以展开那书卷, 揭开那七印。
That's what we need. We need a great triumphant general to step forward with power to muster all the forces of good and to destroy the evil one.
这就是我们需要的，他要把一切正义的军队集结起来，去打那得胜的一仗，去征服，去击溃所有的恶者。
The lion, which is a symbol of the majesty of all animals, right?
所以狮子是所有动物的那个王者，是王的代表。
He's called the king of the beasts.
是万兽之王，狮子是万兽之王。
And often the Lord Jesus is pictured in the Old Testament as a lion.
所以旧约呢，耶稣也是以一个王的形象，以狮子的形象出现。The
lion of the tribe of Judah, the tribe that overcame.
那犹大支派的狮子，那要来征服的狮子。
And so John looks to see this mighty, triumphant avenger.
所以，然后约翰看了这大能的复仇者，这要得胜的复仇者。
And what he sees is a lamb.
但他看见的是什么? 是一只羔羊。
Not only that, but a lamb that had been slain.
他不但是只羔羊，而且是被杀过的羔羊。
The marks of sacrifice.
就是献过祭的，被献过祭的。
That's God's way.
这是神的方式。
Turn everything upside down.
就把所有的事情呢都颠倒过来。
It's through weakness that God overthrows the strong.
所以神是借着软弱来征服那刚强。
It's like the gospel is understood by a child and cannot be grasped by the wise man.
所以一个福音呢，它对一个孩子可能更容易理解，而不是对一个地上有智慧的人。
God says, I will bring to foolishness the wisdom of the wise.
神说呢，我会使那智慧的变愚拙，使愚拙的变智慧。
And it's through weakness and death that he brings power and life.
借着软弱，借着死，他却得着了那征服的力量。
So that's the God's way.
这是神的方式。
It's the Lamb. the steps forward now.
那现在是那只羊站出来。
No challenges anywhere.
然后再没有挑战他的，因为他配得。
And he takes the scroll out of the right hand.
他就从那坐宝座的右手把书卷拿过来。
And as he opens the seals one after another, judgments fall upon the earth.
所以当他把这书卷打开，把那七印一个一个揭开的时候，地上的审判就一个接着一个来了。
The earth is being ready for his righteous reign upon earth.
所以地上老早就预备好啊，要等这个神公义的雨啊，就是公义的审判要临到。
But before he comes again in power and glory with his church, with his bride, he's going to have to be married.
所以在他和公义的军队一起来之前呢，他要先进到婚宴里去。
The marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to look at that next week.
所以下周我们要看这个羔羊的婚宴，因为他要把教会娶做他的新娘。他要跟着教会一起再回来。
It's a wonderful thing to be invited to a wedding, is it not?
我们被邀请去参加婚宴，不是很好吗？
But the best role to be in is to be the bride.
但是婚宴里更尊贵的位置就是新娘自己嘛。
The bride is the one who is chosen, who is accepted.Has a future by the side of her bridegroom.
她是被拣选，被接纳，也是一直会陪在新郎身边的那一位了。
Shares in all his inheritance and glory.
来承受在荣耀里他一切的产业。
The one that has been chosen specifically for him.
那特别的为基督所拣选的。
How do you become part of the bride?
那你怎么成为新娘的一部分呢？
How does a bride become part of the groom?
那新娘怎么成为新郎的一部分呢？
What does she say?
她应该说什么？
I do.
就是我愿意。愿意。
That's all.
就这么简单。就是我愿意。
God loves us.Provided a wonderful salvation. All we need to say is, I do.
所以神爱我们，把一切的救恩、礼物、祝福都做好了，放在我们面前。我们要做的就是说我愿意。
So Jesus is saying, Will you marry me? What will you say?
I do.
耶稣其实就是发出了一个邀请啊，说你愿意嫁给我。我们说我愿意。
Yeah, he will be like our husband who takes care of us and provides for us, and wherever he goes, we go with him, and he will love us and cherish us for eternity.
他就像我们的丈夫一样，他会一直的陪伴我们，然后他去哪里，我们也跟着他去哪里，他在哪，我们也在哪里。
He died for his bride.
因为他为他的新娘死了。
Okay.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank thee for all these wonderful thoughts that we've been thinking about from your word.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，借着您的话语，我们读到了那么美的诗。
And our Father, we think that thy program from the beginning to the end was all centered in thy beloved Son.
因为您的旨意从永远到永远都是集中在您的圣子基督身上的。
We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou did love us so much.
我们谢谢您，因为您如此的爱我们。
You came to buy a bride from this world.
因为你要在这世界里买赎这一位新娘回家。
Lord, we want to thank you for inviting us to be your bride.
我们要谢谢您，邀请我们成为您的新娘。
We know you love us dearly. You laid down your life.
我们知道您如此的爱我们，以致为我们死在十架上。
That we might have a wonderful life with you.
这样我们能够和您有一段美好的生活。
So Lord, we pray for each and every one that's here this morning that you would bless them.
我们盼望您今天祝福来的每一位。
And Lord, that you would open up their hearts and their minds and
that you might sit them down to understand the great love of God our Father.
也盼望您开我们的心，让我们真的明白那我们圣父那里面长阔高深的爱。
That they might receive Him as their own personal Savior.
也盼望我们能够接受基督成为我们个人的救主。
Be washed in His wonderful blood, that innocent blood, that holy blood, and make them clean.
能在他那圣洁无瑕的血中得洁净，使我们称义。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless thee and praise thee in thine own precious name.
谢谢您，主啊，谢谢您。我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.